السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، فقد فاز المتقون. My dear listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, let us together continue our efforts to elevate our taqwa towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by carrying out our obligations towards Him and abstaining from His prohibitions. My dear listeners, what if we were to share with you a practice that will help us attain a wonderful reward in Jannah, that is being close to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are we going to strive to put it into practice? Let's ponder upon the following hadith narrated by Imam Muslim. كَافِلُ الْيَتِيمِ لَهُ أَوْ لِغَيْرِهِ أَنَا وَهُوَ كَهَتَيْنِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, which means, he who sponsors and takes care of orphans under his care or someone else's, verily I and him will be like these two in heaven, while the Prophet ﷺ signaled with his two fingers. Imam An-Nawawi explained that what is meant by orphans under his care is someone who has immediate family ties such as grandparents, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, and so on. And what it means to take care of orphans under someone else's care is to look after the children who do not have any family ties with us. My dear listeners, our religion emphasizes the importance of providing care for children in general, which includes caring for orphans and abandoned children. In fact, any book of fiqh will mostly include a specific chapter discussing the rulings related to the care of abandoned children. This is to ensure that we obey Allah's commands to exercise the rights of every child and to preserve their safety and security. These children need to be cared for, but that becomes impossible when they no longer have biological parents to play the required caregiving roles and responsibilities. Therefore, those who willingly sacrifice their energy, time, and resources to provide for the basic needs of these children are highly regarded in Islam due to their acts of mercy and kindness. In fact, you will attain a place close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. Wasn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam an orphan himself? He was raised by his grandfather Abdul Muttalib and then his uncle Abu Talib after the passing of his grandfather. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 220, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم في الدنيا والآخرة ويسألونك عن اليتامى قل إصلاح لهم خير وإن تخالطوهم فإخوانكم وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْمُفْسِدَ مِنَ الْمُصْلِحِ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَأَعْنَتَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. صدق الله العظيم. Which translates to this world and the hereafter. And they ask you about orphans. Say, improvement for them is best. And if you mix your affairs with theirs, know that they are your brothers, and Allah knows who intends harm and who intends good. Had Allah willed, He could have made it difficult for you. Surely, Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. My dear listeners, allow me to take this opportunity to urge everyone who has the means and willingness to either adopt or provide foster care for children to contact the Ministry of Social and Family Development for further information. It is important to remember that even if they are not our own children, the efforts we make to provide them with the required attention and love in their lives will surely be rewarded. In addition, the care and affection these children receive in a healthy family environment will help to ensure that their futures will be more stable and secure. For those who are not ready to adopt children or provide foster care, let's spread this news to relatives and friends in order to raise more awareness. Hopefully, by encouraging this noble effort, we will be rewarded accordingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who always seek opportunities to help one another in order to nurture generations that will continue to benefit others with the hopes of attaining goodness in this world and the hereafter. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.